Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. Christine Brim, a longtime friend and colleague of mine, now the founder of Paratus LLC, a risk communications consultancy, is in the house, at least virtually. She worked for a number of years as the chief operating officer of the Center for Security Policy. She has supported government clients, Fortune 500 companies, especially in the IT and aerospace industries. And she has one of the great strategic analytic minds of our time, as far as I'm concerned. She is always a welcome guest here. Christine Brim, thank you so much for joining us.
Frank, thanks so much for having me.
Christine, we wanted to visit with you in particular about some thinking and work that you have been doing on a very, very sensitive topic, the state of free speech in this country and the ability of many of us to practice it in the face of efforts clearly intended to stifle it, if not deprive us of it altogether, that constitutional freedom. Some of this has been emanating from the Islamists who don't like us exposing what they're doing with respect to stealth jihad, among other things. Some of it's been coming from their allies on the left, notably the Southern Poverty Law Center. Would you talk a little bit about this collusion in suppressing free speech and what it means for all of us?
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center is really right now the leader in the United States in trying to enforce not just censorship on what they're calling hate speech, but which is in fact any kind of political speech that is not progressive as they define it, but also any speech which is not in line with Sharia doctrine as the SPLC and their allies define that, including a group that they work with closely, the Muslim Public Affairs Committee, but they've also partnered with CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, and others.
Now, when you say Sharia doctrine, Christine Brim, I think what you really are getting at is this idea of Sharia blasphemy restrictions, which essentially prohibit at pain of death any offense being given to Islam, to Muslims, to their prophet, to their Quran, what have you. Is that right?
Statements of fact about Islam are forbidden if they cause any kind of offense or reputational damage to Islam. So what under the OIC's definition of slander, for example, it simply means anything that they consider offensive, very close to what we consider triggering on the far left. Hate speech is defined by the Europeans, by the SPLC, and increasingly by Democratic Party, and certainly by the media, falls in the same line. It's really anything that is not progressive speech is now increasingly defined as hate speech. Other synonyms they use are white supremacist speech and variety. So it is the red-green axis, the far-left axis, with the Islamist supremacists.
And so how is that being expressed at the moment by the SPLC as it's increasingly seemingly capitalizing upon, I don't know whether we can say they're instigating, but they're certainly capitalizing upon this frenzy to remove Confederate statues and otherwise engender, you know, a civil unrest over the history of this country. What are they doing now that is amping up this threat to freedom of speech dramatically?
The SPLC and its allies at this point are doing what I would call unrestricted warfare, which was a concept devised by the Chinese to oppose the United States. And this means that when you can't win politically or militarily, in the case of the Chinese, you use every other means you can, legal, financial, economic. So, for example, the SPLC with tech company allies, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Cloudflare, which is a company that protects websites, GoDaddy, is YouTube, which is owned by Google, is attempting to deplatform or to remove, certainly to censor, any group which is not progressive. And this isn't just neo-Nazi groups. This is groups like Robert Spencer's Jihad Watch or Pamela Geller's websites or the Christian Post, which is a Christian group which had its videos demonetized from YouTube, Acts for America, which is had PayPal remove support. That you could go on and on and on. And it's an attempt, it's a shock and awe attempt of a coordination of Silicon Valley far left dominant groups, what I call big IT. Big IT in coordination and under the guidance of SPLC, using SPLC's hate group list, which is an extraordinary slanderous list, which combines wonderful groups like the Center for Security Policy and others with groups that are far more problematic. But regardless, under the First Amendment, they all have a right to first speech. What SPLC list is being used for by all of these tech groups is to deny that right to as many groups as they can. In combination with them is a group called ProPublica, which is a think tank, a sort of far-left group, which in combination, in partnership with Al Jazeera Media, quasi-journalistic investigative research, which one of whose major partners in this effort against so-called hate speech is Al Jazeera Media, AJ Plus, along with SPLC. So that once again, we see the coordination of the Muslim Brotherhood and the OIC through the person of Al Jazeera here in this attack on free speech in the United States to create lists of what they're calling hate incidents. The broader goal, I would argue, is to create a parallel system for reporting anything that's called a hate incident, which will include hate speech, rather than just hate crimes. It's a great expansion of the existing hate crime laws, but also the hate crime reporting system that we currently have in the United States to reflect something much closer to the worst of the hate crime, hate speech laws in Europe, specifically hate speech, and also, for that matter, the hate speech blasphemy laws that are now in Muslim-majority countries like Saudi Arabia and Pakistan.
Despite our First Amendment freedoms, this is extraordinary. And Christine, talk a little bit about what's going on the Hill with respect to this kind of restriction being formalized in, if not statute, certainly resolutions being promulgated there.
Well, the Senate has actually passed a resolution. It's not a bill as such, but it's a resolution which condemns not just hate crime and any other form of racism, religion, et cetera, but it also condemns any animus targeting a minority in the United States. Now, animus is a pretty general word. It's hostility, ill feeling, strong dislike. And it also calls for federal investigation, not just of hate crimes, but of hate incidents and hate threats, both of which are undefined. And we know from past experience that the SPLC and Sharia doctrine in Muslim countries both define statements of fact about doctrine or about behavior as hate speech and as a hate incident. And we see this new Google effort as well as defining any statement of fact as potentially hate speech if it falls into their set of forbidden speech. We also have a bill, and this is an actual bill that has been submitted. It has 49 co-sponsors. It's H.R. 1566. On the Senate side, it's S-662, which basically implements a complete parallel new system for reporting hate incidents, as well as a right of civil suit, a federal right of action, for anything that is defined as a hate incident. This parallels this system that Google is setting up with ProPublica for people to report any kind of hate. What this specifically does is it says it doesn't have to be reported to law enforcement. It does not have to be considered a crime under law enforcement. It's just a separate, privately managed reporting of hate incidents, which then the court can implement as a right of civil action. So this is an attempt to create the equivalent of a parallel legal system for hate speech.
And further restricting our freedom of speech, of course. Christine Brim, we have to leave it at that. So much more to talk about. I hope you'll come back to us both with updates and further insights into this. It's tremendously important. Christine Brim, the founder of Paratus LLC, longtime member of our team at the Center for Security Policy. Thanks for this very important contribution. Come back to us soon. Fred Flights is up next. We'll talk with him about the latest on the Iran-Obama bomb deal and more straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.